Exploring the Link Between Spirituality and Longevity, by Thrivus Admin, on Thursday, February 15, 2024. Human Enhancement, the application of science and technology to physically or mentally improve the human body beyond its current limitations, is an ever-evolving field. It's about unlocking superhuman vitality and intelligence and pushing the boundaries of what humans can do, with the potential for profound effects on society. Recent news items highlight developments in prescription stimulants, the effect of medical insurance on seniors' health, the link between spirituality and longevity, a novel brain-computer interface to manage chronic pain, and spatial visual imagery-based electroencephalograph discrimination. Interestingly, research shows a correlation between spirituality/religiosity and longer lifespan. People who practice higher levels of spirituality or religiosity exhibit a lower risk of mortality. This can also improve their general well-being and strengthen their connection with the healthcare system. Moreover, incorporating spirituality and religiosity assessment into clinical care would significantly benefit patients. There's an increased chatter in media about students self-medicating with prescription stimulants or cognitive enhancers to boost their study performance. However, current evidence on the prevalence of such usage, especially in the UK, is sparse. The usage of modafinil is reportedly higher than that of stimulants like methylphenidate or dexamphetamine. Accurate research is necessary to assess the scale of cognitive enhancer usage among students. In China, the Urban-Rural Resident Basic Medical Insurance, URBME, is working effectively towards mitigating health risks for the rural elderly. The program has shown promising influence in promoting healthier aging among Chinese rural seniors. This insurance seems to contribute more significantly to seniors in eastern areas and further enhances their physical health through better medical services and life satisfaction. A brain-computer interface using vibrotactile neurofeedback has been tested with promising results in tackling chronic pain. Patients participating in the pilot study showed significant declines in pain severity without any adverse events. The correlation between pain relief and frontal theta modulation suggests the potential of the vibrotactile interface system. In another study, spatial visual imagery, SVI, based electroencephalograph was used to build a more intuitive interaction mode for computer-aided design, CAD. This study demonstrated the potential of a brain-computer interface in improving CAD operations, making the process more intuitive by translating brain signals to movement. In conclusion, these advancements in human enhancement science promise to revolutionize how we approach health, aging, medical treatment, and even interaction with technology. From exploring the potential of prescription stimulants and insurance accessibility to the elderly, to pioneering research into spiritual influence on longevity and brain-computer interfaces for treating chronic pain or enabling intuitive interaction with CAD, we stride closer towards a future where we can overcome current human limitations. Thanks for listening. This is an audio podcast of Thrivus. Thrivus is the human enhancement company. Our mission is to help you access technology with the greatest potential to improve your brain and body and achieve your goals. Visit Thrivus online at thrivus.com.